ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'laha wa baniha bis sir al-mustawdi'a fiha ba'dad ma ahata bihi al-mulk. May Allah send peace and blessings upon the soul of the martyred Lady of Light, who sacrificed her life for upholding the banner of the Wilaya and the guardianship of Allah through his apostle, the Holy Prophet, the noble Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Respected audience and listeners to IRIB English Radio, it's again an honor and a pleasure for me to be speaking and before you and spending the next few minutes on the supplications of the great legacy of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in his 19th dua and supplication of the book Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, where he teaches us to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of drought, in times of natural disasters, and this one is specifically in asking for water during a drought. And the istisqa'i ba'd al-jad. We talked about different aspects of rain, and the final portion and the final phrases of the dua of this 19th dua, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam teaches us the importance of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not send down upon us the rain as or in a form of punishment. Why? Because the very same rain that can become, that is a manifestation of the vast mercy of the Lord, the Creator, can become a mean and a tool for punishment of the people on the face of the earth, right? The dua is this. The text says, Allahumma la taj'al dhillahu alayna samuman, wa la taj'al bardahu alayna husuman, wa la taj'al sawbahu alayna rujuman, wa la taj'al ma'ahu alayna ujaja. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam teaches us to say, O Allah, O Lord, do not make the shadow of the clouds as a virulent storm upon us, and do not make its cold a misfortune for an ill omen for us. And so do not send down its drops upon us as stones of stoning and curse, and do not make its waters salty and distasteful and in our mouth. Let's take a quick break, inshallah. Stay tuned with us.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
All right, respected listeners to IRB English Radio, the program Bridge. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in this sixth phrase of the 19th dua of Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, requests Allah the Almighty for the cessation of the damaging rain, right? For that, we need to go a little bit in depth in explaining what damaging rain exactly is. The earth, the air at the earth, and especially the two poles, the North Pole and the South Pole, it's very cold, it's compressed, It's dense. Due to the specific angle of Earth's movement, this coldness, this compression, and this density is existing, right? On the other hand, the equatorial region is very hot, the middle part, due to the continuous and almost direct sunlight, resulting in air that is the opposite of the polar region. It's expanded, right? And the light that is there. Therefore, the air pressure from the poles will cause a flow of air towards the equatorial region. However, since the Earth's rotation, its daily motion, is eastward, the direction of the columns of the North Polar winds never reaches a full 90 degree point, but rather deflects to the right. And the South Polar winds deflects to the left. And when they warm up at the 60 degree latitude, they begin to gather and return towards the pole. And if the Earth did not rotate, the cold polar winds would turn the entire inhabited region into an uninhabitable one, and except for the equatorial zones where the air would be somewhat milder, deadly cold would encompass everywhere. Subhanallah. Similarly, in the equatorial region, the air thins due to the intense heat and moves towards the poles. When it reaches a 30 degree latitude, it encounters a gathering of a strong equatorial wind columns deflecting to the right, and then returns to the equatorial region. Due to these pushes and pulls, the air is regulated in the space of three zones, becoming temperature, right, or creating a temperature from the 60 degree axis to the 30 degree axis. Let's take another break to come back to a conclusion of exactly what is damaging rain.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, we've been talking about this, and we mentioned that the closer, due to these pushes and pulls in the poles, north and south, the air is regulated in the space of three zones, becoming temperature from, or creating temperature from the 60 degree axis to the 30 degree axis. The closer it gets to the 90 degree axis, meaning the pole, the colder it becomes. And the closer it gets to the equatorial axis, the hotter it becomes. And in any case, any slight disturbance in the precise order of these air columns followed by an incursion of heat or cold threatens plants and the life of animals and human beings. And in this part of this supplication, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam requests from the Almighty Allah to withhold stormy, torrential, and damaging rains from the lands, and not to decree floods like the flood of Al-Arim, like all those floods that have taken place in multiple places of different parts of the world, killing and taking the lives of so many people, destroying their homes. Imam Sajjad says, this rain, which is the manifestation of the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, let it not become a mean or a tool for punishment of the people. As the Holy Quran, we read in Surah Saba 34th, verses 16, but they turned away, refusing, so we sent upon them the flood of Al-Arim, and we replaced their two gardens with gardens of bitter fruit. tamarisks and something of sparse low trees, right? This water that is poured down and rained upon people, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, not only do not make it damaging, but make it taste well, make it remain pure, make it sanitized for the people so that it can bring about health and purification to the earth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را